This is a Capricorn FM podcast.
Half of well-educated mid to top income young people in the country are said to be planning to migrate or immigrate, you know, go to other countries for job opportunities. In fact, we are talking as much as 50%. I know you and I see youth and Dala, but at any point in your life, did you think of going to another country for a job opportunity?
At the time, it was the UK.
Okay.
At the time, I had a friend of mine who had managed to start her career out in the UK. And I remember talking to her, and she gave me like websites to try out and everything and all of that. But it was just so much work. There was just so many, I don't know, somewhere along the line, I didn't follow through.
Jeez, where are you going to survive? I mean, life in the UK is very expensive. Recently, someone was taking us on a tour, like, on social media, and they were showing us an apartment. Dude, the size of our kitchen here at work, you pay about 33,000 rands a month.
And a lot of places is like that. Like Germany as
I mean, people that leave their countries and immigrate and come to South Africa, they think life here is very easy. Like, things are very reasonable. They brag about that stuff. I'm sure you might have seen some videos where they go, wow, you are not going to believe that I got a 750 gram worth of a steak for $2?
I know, like that's the thing. You know, I have a friend who recently moved to Ireland, and she was saying before you move to Ireland, you have to be sure. What about street kid community?
Sure.
Like, you must be sure that you have accommodation.
Sure.
And it's expensive as well. And it's the size of, like, a toilet or whatever. Like, it's a really small place.
Well, despite all of that, there's about 50% of young people in the country that want to leave. We'll speak to an investment content creator up next.
Listen, young people are optimistic. Despite all the horror stories that they may hear on social media about living abroad and how expensive it may be, they are still interested in moving abroad. And we're having this information coming from Brand Map Research. The study focusing on 13 million South Africans between the ages of 18 and 35 who are part of households that earn more than 10,000 rand a month. And this is especially worrying since the country has a youth unemployment rate of 45.5%. And there's a silver lining. Brand Map says young people are much more optimistic about their financial security. So we're talking this morning to investment content creator Irvin Sambo for joining us. Thank you so much. How are you doing this morning?
I'm doing okay. How are you guys doing? That to you? And I hope all the listeners are well this beautiful Monday.
Yeah, it's a beautiful Monday, and we are happy to be talking to you. Now, with the way the economy is looking right now, should young people still be optimistic about building wealth while living in South Africa?
Yes, actually, I think when you look into, first of all, I think when we talk about the issue of South Africa wants to go abroad, not start at a global scale, what are the economic issues that are existing globally, and how will someone from South Africa with the standard of South Africa be able to navigate and survive in the global stage? And kind of what we're looking, when you look at Europe and Asia, for example, we're seeing a lot of East Asia becoming more expensive, more struggling more economically in terms of the standard of living, not only just in terms of paying rent, well, as you guys talking about rent being expensive overseas, but you look at the food, the average food. Look, for example, look at the average cost of a McDonald's in other international countries. They go up to over 300 per Big Mac, meaning that those things are more expensive. Life, the standard of living overseas is becoming more expensive. While you look at the economic situation in South Africa, with the regulations we have right now in South Africa, and how we've been able to reduce our inflation rates and all of those costs, if they are increasing, but not at the stage that they are global. So when you look at South Africa, it tends to be more focused on ensuring that the standard is not as bad as it is compared to global scale, compared what South America is seeing, Europe is looking at, and East Asia is looking at right now. So for me, South Africa has a lot of issues, but compared to the global average, they are more protective for us right now, especially the fact that we're still a developing country, especially the fact that we still have more sectors to unlock in South Africa than they are globally, meaning the high competition in other countries compared to South Africa, where we have more chance of opportunities instead of unlocking those industries that are not yet unlocked. But the problem is right now, do we have the resources and the skill and the power and will from government to assist young people to unlock those sectors and those markets so that we can create jobs for our people? Because there's still much more opportunity to unlock in South Africa, but we just need the resources and the know-how and the skill and backing from other institutions and the private sector to do this thing.
Mm. So, you know, where do we start? How does one start, really, when it comes to building wealth? Because you find that people in their 30s, late 30s and in their 40s are only waking up to trying to see how they can change their lives when it comes to, you know, building wealth, especially if they feel like they missed the train in their 20s. How do we keep up when you have started late?
There's never a late time. I always believe there's never a late time. So for me, I always say the first thing when you try to build wealth, you can never just go, oh, just say, I'm going to start a business, I'm going to start investing without having a form of security, a form of baseline. And the best baseline to create is to have what is known as emergency savings account. What do I mean about that? Let's make it practical. If you have a specific or any form of income, try your best to spend, let's say, for example, 6 months or a year to save up to 3 months of your monthly salary or monthly income. Save up to 3 months of it. Create it, save it, and put it aside. What this does that it allows you to not focus on wealth, not fearing losing your income, fearing any issue or emergency that will happen that will make you lose focus on your wealth building journey, because you know whatever happened in my job or whatever happens in life, I have 3 months of my monthly income saved up so I can be able to use it as a form of security. Meaning now, when you start investing or start building wealth or you start starting a small thing, whatever it is, side hustle, you know that the bare minimum expenses of my life, up to 3 months of them, I can cover them with my emergency savings account. If a family member passed away or anything happens, you don't touch your wealth building strategy because you already have a 3 months of your salary or income saved up to just deal with those things whenever they happen. This makes things simple for you, that when you are now in your wealth building journey, you don't stress about the bare minimum things, or you don't stress about your security. You already know that that's secure. And that creates a level of confidence, especially for young people or someone in their 30s, a kid who have mortgage to pay for, car to pay off, whatever it is. It doesn't put them at a disadvantage. They are comfortable about those things. So I think that's the number one step. And I think it doesn't matter what age you are at. At any given stage, you can start that.
You've created that very well. Is there anything else that you would add for someone that is trying to create or build wealth? What else should they be prioritizing on?
I think that tax-free savings account. This is one thing the Treasury Department in South Africa has created that works wonders. It's a tax-free savings account.
Sure.
It's available for everyone at any given stage of your life, whether you're in your 10s, whether you're in your 20s, or even 30s, 40s. Government has given us what is known as a tax-free savings account. And if you use it wisely, you don't just go to a random bank and open one, but research it properly, you can find out that you can run away from paying dividend tax, income tax, and a lot of other taxes by just using your tax-free savings account, meaning you're saving a lot of money. Well, that 20% of dividend tax doesn't go to government. That 18% of income tax when you're investing with a tax-free savings account doesn't go to government. That means you're earning more money. And the nice thing about wealth, while you're building wealth, using a tax-free savings account, is that at the same time, you can use what is known as ETF in the chase, which are extended trade funds, which are like a basket of different shares. You can put them into your tax-free savings account. And ETF, when you research them, guys, the symbol is going to go with the ETF in the JC. You will see they tend to perform better than any other company, than the average company in the JSE, because they are built to be low cost, easily manageable, easily accessible for everyone. So if you're looking to build wealth through that, and you're in your 30s, 40s, or whatever its age, it's a perfect way, because it even reduces tax.
Yeah.
The amount of money we pay in tax can save you a lot, and you can be able to reinvest it as well into and another thing as well, sorry for going on. The last thing as well, with your tax savings account, you can reinvest the money there without even paying a tax. So if your company there pays you dividends, the money can go back to the tax savings account, creating compounding interest in your investment. And I think that's something you can think about in your 30s, 40s, and at the same time, the 15 years to use a tax-free savings account. So you can even use it for your retirement as well.
Yeah, I think you've given us so much to think about, to go back and try to plan around this. Thank you so much. That's investment content creator Irvin Sambo.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.